For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thank you for giving us life again. We always appreciate life because there's nothing that is comparable to life. No, nothing. So when we have it, we need to recognize it and appreciate it and then give you the glory and the praise for that. Holy Spirit, you have always been the teacher of this house. For Jesus said to us in Revelation that they that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. So it is the Spirit that speaks to the church, not a man. Men are only vessels you choose to manifest yourself through unto your own people. And so once again, Holy Spirit, you are welcome to take your position and declare to your people what Jesus will intend to speak to his children. That everyone who comes here will not go back the same. Something supernatural should happen to us. That we live here convinced in our hearts that we belong to a good God. A God who have good thought towards us. A thought to bless and prosper us. A thought to lift us out from the dungeon of poverty and pain. A thought to save us from sin and diseases. A thought to lift us from darkness into your marvelous light. A thought to make your people become more relevant in life than you find us. And so once again, touch our hearts. Holy Spirit, as we hear your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Welcome your neighbor. Say, welcome to church. Hallelujah. Wonderful. We are continuing with our series on the art of following. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrews chapter 6, verse number what? Verse number what? You have to remember this scripture. 6 times 2 is what? Always remember Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12. The Bible says that ye be not slothful. If you don't understand the word slothful, go and find dictionary. What it means that don't be a lazy person. Don't be an idle person. Don't be somebody who sit down and watch people do things and then you are just talking about it. Don't talk. Follow. Okay? Don't be slothful. Don't be sitting down. Don't be idling around. And when others are going forward, you are just sitting down chatting and talking. When people are doing great works, you are checking and you are checking your WhatsApp and your social media. 2 hours you are checking social media. You are idling your life. You are becoming slothful. And that is why you cannot go forward. So don't be slothful, but be ye followers. Followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. There are a lot of good things God has promised us to give it to us. And there are people who, when they knew these promises, they committed themselves to following God. So that those promises can come to pass in their lives. Hallelujah. They kept on following God until they got what God has promised them. Hallelujah. And so the Bible is telling them that we who are this generation, who have come behind those who came forward and they were able to achieve something, we have to learn how to follow them. We have to learn how to follow them so that we too can inherit promises. Nobody here who came, some of us, no, your father didn't leave you any inheritance. Even school craft fee, right? You didn't pay. So you have struggled in life so unnecessarily because there was no foundation for you. But you have come to know God. And God is showing you that you cannot live like your father lived. And you cannot be that you won't leave any inheritance for the way your father didn't leave your inheritance. But there are people who inherited things. Yes. And how did they inherit? They have certain characteristics in their lives. They were followers. They chose people to follow. And when they followed those people, whatever those people got, they also got. Everything that you are looking for, it is in somebody. Follow the person. God will give it to you. Followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promise of God. I promise you that you shall be a blessed person in life. You shall be a great person in life. You will not be an ordinary person in life. Your life is changing because God is showing a picture of what to do to become a great person. Put your hand on your hand and say, I shall be a great person because I'm going to follow great people so that I can also become a great person. Say, I'm going to follow blessed people so that I can also end up as a blessing. I say, I'm going to follow people who have inheritance in God so that I also have inheritance for myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? I've gone home. The Lord is speaking to somebody as I'm speaking to you. Today marks the turning point of your life. Today is the beginning of a turning point. Because you see, you need to know, follow somebody before you can become something. Many of us, we don't have anybody that is even our mentor. We don't have anybody ahead of us that we are looking up to. That is why you don't know where you are going. That's why you can waste your time because you are not following anybody. If you are following somebody who is going, you won't be sitting down. The reason why you are sitting idly and you don't have any vision is because you are not following anybody. And that is why your life is going down, 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 down. If you are following people who have achieved certain things, you won't have time to sit down and gossip. You won't be sleeping up to 11 a.m. You are still sleeping. The person you are following woke up at 5 a.m. He is on the way going. You are still sleeping. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, the best form, when Jesus Christ came, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 17. Matthew 4:17. When Jesus Christ, God, when God became a man and he started walking on earth, what was the formula he used to raise up people to be like him? This is God walking on earth. And he wanted people to be like him. Eh? God was himself walking on earth. Something new has happened on earth. He is the beginning of everything. He was walking on earth. And I wanted people to be like him. What was the formula he used to make people be like him? So from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is working with you here. God is working here. Anybody who can change his mind and follow this thing that is working here. Repent. Change your mind. Change your heart. Change the way you behave. Change the way you think. Change. Without repentance, you cannot see that I have to follow this person. Hallelujah. Unless your mind change, your heart change, you cannot follow right people. Many people, you are still the way you still you were since you came from the village. You haven't changed.
You have not repented.
You haven't repented. You are still the same way you came. Is the same way you are, because you haven't changed.
You have not
The first step to become important is to change the way you think. Hey. That I came from a poor family. And I have a prayer to come to Accra. I have to be a blessed person. When your mind changed that I want to be a blessed person, you will start looking for who to follow. Who to follow? Who to follow? Who am I going to follow here in Accra until I become a very important person? Your mind is still, you are in Accra, you are still following a village girl. A village girl. Because you can't see that one, you can also marry a blessed and wonderful woman born and bred in Accra. Your mind has not changed. Your heart has not changed. I'm preaching to somebody over here. Hallelujah, somebody. You are in a city, but your mind is still a village mind. That's why you haven't repented. So look at Jesus, God was walking on earth. And then he wanted to make people like him. And so when he started preaching and telling people the kingdom of God is at hand, the Bible says verse 18. And he was walking by the Sea of Galilee. God was walking by the Sea of Galilee. Full of power, full of wisdom, full of knowledge, full of riches, anointing, was walking. And as he was on the beach, everybody thought that he was a normal human being walking on the beach. And nobody cared to follow him. Then rather, as he was walking, people were not desiring to follow. So they said, no, I want to make people like me. So he saw, Bible says he saw two brothers, Simeon, Peter, Andrew and his brother, mending nets. Huh? Casting nets in the sea because they are fishermen. Fishermen. Accountant, lawyers. Carpenters. Jesus is walking in front of you like this. You know, God, he keep walking in front of us every day. As I'm talking, he's with me here. He's walking in front of you. But as he's walking, if your eyes are not open to see him, you won't know that an anointing is working with you. That God is walking in front of you. So the Bible says he calls Simon and Peter and says, hey, young man, this business you are doing, it won't take you anywhere.
It won't take you anywhere.
This carpentry work, it will not take
it
you anywhere.
Will not take you anywhere.
This mason work you are doing, it will not take you anywhere. This sardine you have been selling, sardine you have been selling, it will not take you anywhere.
Yeah.
Am I preaching to somebody over here? Are you sure I'm preaching to somebody here? Watch. He says, Simon Peter. Cousin said, then see verse 19, what he said. Young man, this business you are doing, me, I'm God, I know that it will not take you anywhere. I know. But you don't know. That's why you are holding on to this casting net. It will not take you anywhere. It will not take you anywhere. Are you here? Then he told them, you know what? You want a change in life? You want a change in your destiny? You want to see improvement in your life? You want to see promotion and blessings? Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. And say, I will make you. I will make you. You cannot make yourself by what you are doing. By what you are doing. You can't go far. This IT business you have been doing, Kuma, it won't take you anywhere. You cannot be made to become anything. Follow me. And I will show you the secrets of life. I will direct you on the path you should go. I will guide you by my spirit and by my wisdom. And in a few years' time, you will see that you who was just a common fisherman, you have turned to be an anointed man of God. That you, one day you lay your hands on the sick, and the cripple will jump out. And start to be great to us. I see your future being changed. As you decide to follow God, God is changing your storyline. One day you see that this Jesus you have followed has changed you, has made you something beyond your wildest dream. Hallelujah. Are you here? Go home. Now, this is a secret that God gave to our father. And he told him, follow these people. Follow this person. You want to build a big church? Follow a pastor in Korea. You want to do anointing service? Follow a man of God in America. You want to do crusade? Follow a man in Germany. Anything you want to become, somebody is already there. So imagine Jesus said that, look, me, my father made me a carpenter. And this is what I'm going to do till I die. You would have asked us, how far would Joseph's training of carpentry would have taken Jesus Christ? How far? Hallelujah. And that is why God, this is the way Christ used to transform people who became his followers. It's time for you to follow the same Jesus Christ. So that he makes you. Now, many of you are sitting down here, you don't even know what you are going to become. In the next 10 years' time, what God has planned to make you. Bible says, anyone who is a son to you. Today God is going to show you your brightest future. You are going to become a great person. Just by knowing the simple formula of God. Follow. 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 Hallelujah. How can you be successful in following? Remember last week we talked about what to follow. To follow means that to copy. To imitate. To be a clone, to be the same, to be twin, to be, oh, that's that. What somebody has done, that, as you follow a person, you know how to do it. Okay? So, in chapter 2, how can you become a successful following person? And so, 9 principles you need to follow to be able to follow. 9 principles. Number 1, you can be successful in the art of following by choosing to follow God. God is the first point of reference. How is God? What is the nature of God? So that when you follow God, he imparts that knowledge, that spirit on you so that you manifest like. Because remember, to follow means that to be a copy of the same original. And so you must look like God. When people see you, they can say that, you are like God. You know, sometimes we see somebody say that, oh, Papa, is your father Mr. So. Why? Because his behavior, even the way he works, the way he talks, his attitude, his reaction, everything looked like. Because you can say, this is your father. That's why in those days, those of us who were raised in the village, when you commit something wrong, they know who you are. And before you know, you have been reported to your father or your mother. By the time you get home, there's a cane waiting for you because you have misrepresented the family outside. Oh, yes. You have misrepresented the family. That's not the way we are. Hallelujah. So, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Ephesians chapter 5. We are saying the first thing is that you must be a follower of God himself. God is the highest standard in everything. Ephesians 5, verse 1 and 2. Bible says, be ye therefore followers of God. As dear children. Hallelujah. Be ye therefore what? Followers of God. The first principle to become a great person is that you must be like God, your father, as children. As children. If you are a child of God, you must behave like your father. Jesus told the Pharisees that you are like your father. In John chapter 8. He said, you want to kill. When you are a killer, God is not your father. He said, Satan is your father. Because Satan kills. And so when you behave, you like killing things. You are a witch, killing people. You are not a child of God. It doesn't matter how many times you are going to church. You are of your father, the devil. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. So your father, your behavior must manifest who is your father. Hallelujah. You are of your father, the devil. The lust of your father would you do it? He was a murderer from the beginning. He does not abide in truth. If you are a liar, you are not a child of God. That's not the nature of God. You have to change now. The earlier you change, the better. You are a liar. You are not God. You don't belong to God. God is not your father. God doesn't know anything called lie. The Bible says there is no lie in him. There is no variableness of mind. So if you are a liar, you say you go to church, but you are a liar. Hey, the kind I know about fast now, church is my beating. What beating? Satan is the one using you. Be ye like God, followers of God. Followers of God. You can send a message to your friend somewhere and you cheat the person. If it's our China 4-1, our China Discago account. Satan is the one using you, not God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be ye therefore followers of God. Tell your neighbor, be ye therefore followers of God. Ye. Tell, point the sound to the person. Ye. Be ye therefore followers of God. As children. As a child of God. And you see, I've shown how to read the Bible. When you see semicolon, that there is more to the point he's saying. You understand? So what is that point he's saying? The next verse. Huh? And walk in love as Christ has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Full stop. Can you see? So that means that it's the point start from 1 and 2. Because if there's no full stop, it means that he has not stopped what you're seeing. I'm teaching you how to read the Bible. You understand what I'm saying? So when you say, be ye follower of God, verse 2 explains how is the nature of God. God is love. Anybody who doesn't know how to show love and care for a fellow human being like you, there is no God in you. You are not a follower of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And many times when we say love, then your mind go to your former boyfriend or your boyfriend now. But that's not the kind of love we are talking about. God. Are you God's girlfriend or boyfriend? So there's more about love than just a feeling. What kind of love is that? The Bible says, what kind of love is that? Even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. He sacrificed. God is a loving person. God is a sacrificial person. To the extent that he will save your life, he will sacrifice everything to make sure that you are alive. That's why he sacrificed Jesus Christ. Even though we are sinners, I mean, we have committed sin and we are supposed to die. And he said, no, don't die. I will send my son to die so that you will be alive. What manner of love is this? I said, what manner of love is this? That me, I've committed my abortion and I'm supposed to die for my sin. And God take his only begotten son. I said, go and die for him or her. And let the person only confess that, Father, I've sinned against you. And that's all. Oh. Clap for God that he loves us. Hallelujah. And so, love is, if you go and read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, you see the kind of love that is in the heart of God. Okay? So, verse number 3, you can go and read the whole thing. There's no time. Because I'm giving you 9 points after that one. Eh? And though verse 4, so love, patience, charity suffereth long. That's to show love, you must be somebody who can allow a lot of things. You can tolerate things. Anybody who don't know how to tolerate people's foolishness and stupidity and kind of, you are not manifesting love of God. One of the things you need, those of you who want to marry. How many want to marry? How many want to marry? You don't want to marry? Ask those who are married, how have they been able to sustain, please, I'm preaching. How many, ask those who are married. What is the secret of their continuous marriage? 50 years, 20 years, 30 years, all this. They have The love they have for one another is not just feelings, but the love they have for the ability to relate. As you ask your wife, yes, the ability to tolerate certain offenses that appears in the marriage is the reason why they are in that. Not because they have feeling for themselves. Oh, yes. Ask anybody who is married. Those of you who are not married, when you finish, ask them. That the reason for the marriage is not because those ones, it is initial stages. After 1 year, that feeling is gone. What is going to sustain you is the ability to tolerate. 1 year, I can't change it. So you see, the love that will sustain the marriage is not the love of fear, it's the love of long suffering. Long suffering. You are suffering long, but you are not giving up. That is why anybody who enters into a relationship and says, he has done this, he has done that. When I call, he didn't answer, I'm going. You will keep going. You will keep going because there is no place where anybody is ready making things easy for you. You must learn how to have to suffer long. Endurance. That is why God has kept you alive. Think about yourself that if today God starts counting the sin you have committed against him, would you be alive by this time? But you see, he watches you as you are fooling around. And he says, you will change tomorrow. Then tomorrow will come. You are not saying, you will change tomorrow. He doesn't like it though, but he is tolerating you. So Peter says, not that God is not slack concerning his promise, but he gives us long time so that we can change. He's looking for your future change. Even though he doesn't know when you are going to change, he said, you will change, you will change, you will change, you will change. And you are still full and say, you are changing. Until one day he sees that you have really changed because you have patience for you. Hallelujah. So when we say follow God, means have the spirit of tolerance. One of the characters of God is tolerance, long suffering, kind. Love doesn't envy one another. Sometimes you'll be surprised that husband and wife, they envy themselves. I know of a man who is not happy that his wife is richer than him. Can you imagine? Oh, yes. That his wife is far richer than him. He gets offended about that. His own wife. A man having. I'm having. Because if you have the heart of God, you will know how to manage it. I'm preaching. Love vaunts not itself. It's not power. So we are talking about love, the nature of God. May God fill you with the spirit of love. Some of you people cannot work with you. Small thing. Go to your village. You see, we don't know how to help people to come out of their challenges. No, sometimes when you stay with people, you have to relate a lot of things. Because if you are marking them, you can't stay with anybody. House helps, they are troublesome. But you have to learn that if you were the one down there and you are sacked, where would you go? So think that if you sack this person, where is he going? But somebody will tell you that if you push an old lady, where he will fall, it doesn't matter. That's your, you don't have that. You are not kind. That's why I said you are not kind. You don't think about what the person will suffer from this, moving him from here to here. It's not part of your heart. If you should sack him now, where is he going? You think about it and say that it may not even be worse. Before you know it, the person has turned into an armed robber. But maybe if you have tolerated him a little, you would have been able to mold the person and transform the person's life. And one day you become a follower of you, behaving exactly like you. Because many of us, our fathers didn't train you well, your mother didn't train you well. You need to follow somebody who can train you well. There are many that you don't know how to cook. You don't know how to cook. So when you are yourself, your auntie, your somebody that you are, and the person is teaching you how to cook, humble yourself and learn.
yourself. Look at it. I'm the only one doing this work. No, no, I'm not fooling you. I'm packing my bag. Pack your bag. You go back to the village. So that you see that your future that God has given you to follow somebody who has become successful in Accra. Follow the person. Humble yourself and learn so that you can one day become. You say, I can't follow this person because I'm working too much in this house. Hallelujah. So number one, be a follower of God. Tell them, but be a follower of God. Learn how to love. Learn how to have patience for people. When you are in charge, when you are in the authority, don't misapply your power. Don't do that. Number two, you can be successful in the art of following back. Following a man of God who follows Christ. Follow who? A man of God who follows Christ. Because sometimes you can't know a lot of things about God, but God manifests himself through a man. Every person have a father, a spiritual father. I am a spiritual father. So if I'm to follow God, I'm trying to follow God. But I have to also follow his servant he has given to me, Bishop Dag. I have to watch what he does. I have to read what he reads. I want to be like him. So I would like to keep watching his videos, keep reading his books, keep listening to his message so that what he knows and he keeps saying, I can keep hearing and I can be able to become like him. Hallelujah. So Paul is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Paul said, be ye followers of me. 1 Corinthians 11, 1. 1, 1, 1, 1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also follow Christ. Hallelujah. I also do what? Follow Christ. That means that you can follow a man of God to the extent that he follows Christ. Because remember, you are following God. And sometimes it's not easy to follow God because you don't understand many things of God. So you follow a man of God that he has given to you. And you watch the man of God to ensure that he himself is following God. So if the man of God is not following God, you can withdraw from following the person. Hallelujah. You are a beautiful girl who are married looking for a child and the child is not coming. And then it says, a man of God who is a prophet, we go and see him. You pray for you, you receive a miracle. And then when you got there, he said, let's go to the beach and bath. Have you seen Jesus Christ taking somebody to a beach to bath before? Plenty in Liberia. The sleep of them. Is it? Listen, no. So he says a man of God, but he's not doing what if God is the one day would have done it. He's holding your breast and squeezing. And so when I pump it, then anointing will flow and then your child will come. And then you are there, receive it. Pastor. He's not following God. Don't follow such a person. He's only interested in your beauty and he's interested in your money. He's not a servant of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Many church members have ended up being disappointed. One day I met a certain lady, she said, Pastor, I met this pastor who was a young pastor, and I thought I found somebody to marry. Because he had divorced her husband for many years, and next time he was looking for, and they saw that he was selling something on the roadside, and this guy came to buy. He started preaching to him, hey, and so don't. And then he followed him, he went to his church, and then he started sleeping with him. When she got pregnant, I said that take this money, go and abort it. And then you stand on church on Sunday, shout, hello, Baba, holy man. I said, well, we are men, a man of God. No. I told her, sister, you better stop it now. She came crying before me. I said, don't do that. He's not following Christ. Don't use the name man of God. And just follow him because he's a man of God. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If what I'm doing contradict the word of God, listen, I give every lady power. Any man who want to misuse you, you have the hand. This hand. Do this. Wham. When they ask you, why did you do this? My pastor said that you are not following Christ. So I want to bring you to the line of Christ. What you are doing is not Christ. So I want to correct you so that you'll be on the path of Christ. Are you here? Go home. No, 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 no. See, unfortunately, many of us are falling victim. Because see, the fact that, he's a man of God. He's a man of God. He's a man of God. It's not everybody who stands in the pulpit is a man of God. He said, that's as a follow me only if you see me following Christ. If what I'm doing contradicts the word of God, don't follow me. But that's so many of you don't. That's what I'm teaching you. So you need to identify men of God. Bible says, who through faith, what do you call it? The scripture came not in the old time by the will of God, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. If the person is not the holy person, you have no right to follow that person. Holy men of God. And there are holy men of God available. If you don't know what I can recommend to you, the Bishop Darkwood, most the father who gave birth to me is a holy man of God. You can follow him, listen to his steps, watch his videos, read his books, listen to messages. You will be changed. You will be changed. Everybody who have taken the trouble to listen to him alone has changed. Millions of people around the world. That's why I'm standing here to preach to you. I'm not a full-time pastor, but look at my work. You may think I'm a full-time pastor. It is the ways that have made me who I am. I would have been. How many? Don't you have many charter accountants? You know them. But can you see one standing here preaching to you? It is following the Father's voice that has made me. There is nobody that God has given to you that you follow, your life will not change. Because remember, to follow me, that you are looking for something that you don't have, to become something. And so the person who has it is what you are following, so that you also become the same person. Not that when we say follow from means that you are just following by following. No, you are following because you know there is something you want to become, but you don't know where to get it. But it is found in this person, and so you are here to follow him and listen to him and watch him till what he has comes upon you. When Elisha followed Elijah, he knew the reason why he was following him. He wanted double portion of anointing. He couldn't get it from anywhere. And he saw that this man, if I follow him, I will get double portion. He followed. That's why he followed him. So we are saying that follow him because you have to become something you are looking for. And God has people for you. You want to be a good pastor? Want to be a good Christian? Want to be a good person? Follow people that God has set for you. And that's what your future shall be. Say amen for that. Say amen for that. Number three, how do you become a successful person when it comes to following? You can be successful in following a man of God by following someone who has followed the person you want to follow. Okay, follow the follower. I want to follow this man. But I don't know this man. I can't know where he is. But I know that this man has been following this man for many years. So when I identify you, I say, you are his follower. Okay, I just want to follow because I know whatever you get from me, I also get. Hallelujah. Are you here? When we look at ourselves, especially in this church, we see that we are blessed to have Bishop Eddie Eddie as our denomination. I mean, so assuming we don't want to follow Bishop Dark Rana, or we can't reach, of course, we can't reach practically. But when we see Bishop Eddie, who was with him in secondary school, and he has followed him for about 40 years now, and everything he knows, he has instructed him and he had made him to be. It is easier for us to flow with Bishop Eddie. Because we know that the more we relate to Bishop Eddie, we relate to Bishop Dark. So we follow he, the one who has followed somebody we want to follow. Is it clear to you? So all these things we are teaching because it's something you can practice in your life everywhere. Whether in ministry or whether in business or whether in marriage. You want to have a successful marriage? Ask somebody who has followed somebody who has a successful marriage. He will show you the secret of how he became successful. Everything is following him. But you see, our problem is that we are too proud to humble ourselves and learn from somebody. And that's why my mama, they don't know how to prepare kuntu mesti. They don't know it. They will not humble themselves and go and learn. Mommy, how do you prepare kuntumri stew? You think that if I want to run out the kuntumri stew, I decide to fry now a cab. I said, no, no, no. There's a process. Hallelujah. Are you there? I'll go home. So you follow someone who has followed the person you want to follow. So Bishop said that when he wanted to do miracles, he knew that the person he can follow is called Catherine Coleman, who's a very anointed woman of God, who was dead and gone. Then he realized that Catherine Coleman is, how can he even honor him or her for her work? And the Lord said, I followed Benny Hinn. Because Catherine Coleman ministry impacted Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn has followed her till he got anointed. And so when you wanted to do miracles, said that because of that, even though you want Catherine Coleman, just follow Benny Hinn. He carried the same anointing. And then when he started following Benny Hinn, he realized that the thing that Benny Hinn has been doing is what has passed on to him. And suddenly he started doing miracles in his crusade. So what we have to say, because see, if you don't have a certain desire to become something great, you won't bother to follow anybody. That's what I said from the beginning. That people, they don't follow because they don't have vision in life. So who have vision? Now, who will be a okra vision or manifest? Now, what did they cheat? Now, what did you mean? Hallelujah. Amen. Are you there? I've gone home. Number four, you can become a successful person by following a group of people who walk in the same grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes there can be a group of people who operate in the same anointing. So you have to identify this person, his friend is this. His friend also is this. And they are all being successful. And so I want to follow them. Because at least if I can even identify one person out of the group, or when I can hear a little from here, they will help me to get a better picture. Hallelujah. Of what I want to become. Hallelujah. Are you there or go home? God give you grace to follow right people. You see, my purpose of teaching you all this is that I want you to see that you have a brighter future waiting for you. And what you want to achieve in life, you know, somebody is already operating with that spirit. So all that God is saying, that identify those who are doing what you want to be do. They're already operating in that. So you also want to become that person. So that's what you learn from the people that God has put in place for you. You can learn from anybody. You can even learn from your house boy. You can learn. One of the secrets of success of Naaman was that he listened to her servant. Because when they said, come and let's go to go and wash, he said, am I a fool to come and wash myself in this Jordan? Her servant told her, Master, if the priest says, do something, won't you do? If he said, go and wash, and be happy, he said, I won't go. By humbling himself and listening to a servant, he received freedom from every oppression of leprosy. But many of us, you don't even know how to listen to people below you. If it's not your decision, it shouldn't work. So now we implemented there. But many people have become successful by listening to the voice of their servant. Saul was about to be crowned a king. And on at the end, when he got to Bible says Zuth, he said, let us return. His servant said, Master, in this city, there's a prophet there. If only we can go a step forward and meet that prophet, maybe he can show us. He didn't know that God had spoken to the ears of the prophet that tomorrow by this time, I'm sending someone to come and anoint us a king. And if you are not listening to the servant, he would have gone back and his destiny would have been lost. So then in life, you have to learn how to follow people. The lesson how they manifest, it will help you to become some of the only person who can be a blessing to you is maybe your servant, but you won't listen to your servant. You have even sacked them. Jacob's uncle told him, I've learned that my blessing is linked to you, your presence here. That is why when he wanted to go, he said, don't go. Because I realized that if you leave this company, that will be the end of this company. Oh, yes. If you're a businessman, listen to what I'm saying very carefully. Sometimes your common worker, you don't have respect for him. He's the one who has a solution to your problem. If you make a mistake to sack the person, your company will collapse. Yeah. That's why you have to have the love of God to tolerate and allow people to be around you. Learn how to how many people around you. One suggestion will change your destiny. But you feel that only you know, so you don't want to listen to anybody. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, my time is up. We have to close. You can become a successful person that after following a particular church. Sometimes an institution is there for you to follow. If you're a business person, you have to know that there is an institution like yours working effectively and profitably. How do you become like them? You have to follow certain things they do. Hallelujah. 6 things that you can learn from following a church or an institution. Number one, you learn of its leadership. How is the leader operate? The leader, how does he operate? The leaders, the history of the company. When was the company established and when has he become this successful? You see, this time don't jump and become successful. It takes a lot. That's just a patience and wisdom. You learn the history of it. You learn the doctrines. How do they go about doing their business? How is the company's policy? If you want to learn a church, a mega church like that, that's how people come for conferences of to Bishop Dak, because they want to know what is the secret of this lighthouse. It's not just reading the books, but when you come, you will see that there are things that are done. The philosophy, the principle, the doctrine, what kind of teachings we teach. When the bishop is teaching about loyalty and you are sitting in your church preaching about 75 steps to prosperity, you will take your 75 steps, but you say loyalty. Why? Because I have plenty of churches. I want to have people who are connected to me all over the world. But you won't learn this simple principle of what the reason why, the doctrine of the church, the doctrine of the company. You're only looking outside and see the big picture. It's far beyond. The thing that is working is underground. When you go to Korea, you see that women will play a significant role in the church more than men. And something Bishop learned when we went to Korea. Principles. The principles. The crisis you have been through. The victories you have succeeded. The errors and all many things. Sometimes when they started, this one didn't work. And started this one, and the next one they did. And so you have to. It's the only one you are following somebody who will learn all these little things. Because from a journey from Accra to Kumasi, it's not a journey that you are walking with the person. When you go to Nkoko, what did he do? When you go to what did he do? See, it is only following that will enable you to know the things he did along the way to be able to get to where. Abusoka on the way. When they go to Abusoka, what happened? Not Accra, Abusoka. There's Abusoka in the Kumasi Road. So you see, that is why I say following is a very critical and important method of transforming your life, because when you follow a person, every step you take, you're also standing there. When you stop, you stop. So what? When he got down, what happened? When he drove for an hour, what did he do? But you say, oh, Kumasi did not cry there, 3 hours, but me found to pow. Maybe an only one corner, or corner for certain. So following is a way to become somebody by taking the trouble to know that every step along the way was important. It was very important. It is then that you know that now you can do what the person has done. But when you look at only the bigger picture, you cannot see prosperity. The reason why many of these young people, we are poor, is that we don't have the spirit of patience the way our fathers who became. You can ask any rich man, even look at our president, how he has struggled before he became a president. It didn't go too easy for him. So don't think that you jump politics now, that you should vote for you to become a president. It doesn't happen that way. He will show you the victories, the pains, the court case that will go through. You have to go through, and by patience and faith, he ended up receiving the crown. It's time for your crown not to be given to anybody. Don't give up too easily. Stay focused on God and the Lord, and follow men who have achieved excellence. If anybody who is in this church, you are destined to build your own house by the grace of God. Because as we follow our Father's building, you will be building your own house. Even though your father and your mother never built a house, because of the person God has brought you to follow, you'll be building your own house. You'll be driving your own car. You'll be traveling abroad easily. I see you becoming anything that you have found in this house. We have found in our fathers as we follow them. How do we follow them? We'll be listening to the messages. We'll be watching videos. We'll be reading the books. All these, their secrets are all documented for you to follow. Once you keep listening, you keep hearing the secrets one after the other. And as you implement it in your own life, you see that you are becoming exactly like the person you are following. May the Lord bless you and establish you a great person in Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet, everybody, and just lift up your hands and pray to the Lord and say, Lord, give me somebody to follow you. Help me to follow you, Jesus. Help me to follow you with your good heart, your love and kindness. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like you, Jesus. Help me to follow you. As you were able to turn Peter's life and he became a significant person. Oh, Lord, use me, Lord. Help me. Let me not be a lazy person. If I have to wake up and pray, I will pray. If I have to wake up and read my Bible, I'll read. If I have to do fasting, I have to do. If I have to do prayers, I have to do. If I have to go for conference, I will do. I won't stop the way and say that I'm following when I can't follow your steps. Lord, give me the grace to follow. For once people follow Christ, they were changed. When Elisha, oh Lord, he was not a lazy person. From Gilgal to all the different places until they go across over Jordan. Yet he followed. He didn't stop along the way. He didn't say there's too much for me to follow. It was the continuous following that turned him to become that double portioned priest of God. You are going to receive a double portion of anybody you have followed. May God help you to know the people you are following. Commit yourself to follow so that God will make you according to his word. Father, we want to thank you and bless you today. Holy Spirit, I didn't speak my word. You spoke through me. Therefore, the voice, your voice must be heard by your people. Say, those who are of God, they hear the voice of God. If there's anybody who is here who is not of you, and therefore he couldn't hear what we said, have mercy on that person. And for those who have belonged to you and they heard, let this be a seed that will stay in them forever. That it shall turn out to become a tree that brings the fruit of righteousness, the fruit of prosperity, the fruit of the goodness of the Lord. That everyone who has heard this and the word has stayed in him or her, let him live to see the fruit and the blessings, the real transformation that your word brings. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. And as every head is bowed and every eye closed, say, Pastor, I want to give my life to this your Jesus. I want to follow this Jesus. For if a fisherman could follow and become an apostle, I want to follow the Jesus from today. I want to give my life to Christ. Every head by every eye closed. Please lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. Right hand. God bless you. God bless. Don't fish out. See, we follow to become. And it's time for you also to start following. So that Jesus can make you. Lift up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. High above your head. Give your life to Jesus. This is what it means to give your life to Jesus. Peter gave his business. He gave his life to Jesus Christ. He became something he never knew he could become. The same way today, Jesus is changing your destiny. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all of you whose hands are lifted up. Please, one step of faith. Take and come to me. I'm going to pray for you. Come. Come forward. Come forward. I'm going to pray. Lay my hands. As a pastor sent by the Lord, I'm going to lay my hands and pray for you wherever you are. Please come forward. You lift up your hands. Don't give yourself to the Satan. Come boldly. We are not going to do anything bad. We are going to do something good. Jesus is calling you. It's not me. Come to Jesus. If you lift up your hands, don't feel ashamed. Come forward boldly. Come forward boldly. You will see God changing your storyline. Yes. Yes, I know. When I did this sin some time ago, today I've seen a change in my life. Let us pray. Please say this after me, those in front. Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody put your hand on your heart and confess with us. Say, Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to you. I want to follow you. As Peter followed you, and you made him something great that he never thought he could be. So this morning, afternoon, I come to you. I know I'm a sinner, but I know that your blood is able to wash away my sins. And so today, have mercy upon me. Let your blood wash my sins away. And let your Holy Spirit come into my heart to dwell in me, to help me to follow you. For I know when I follow you, you will make me. As I've heard your word and I've surrendered my life to you, please have mercy on me and write my name in your book of life. From today, count me as your child and help me to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for these wonderful, precious souls that your arm-stretched hand has pulled out of darkness and oppression of Satan under any curse that they have been in for the many years that they have been in. Thank you that today is a turning point. For anyone that you call, you are able to glorify. And so, Lord, glorify all these called people and use them for your glory in the kingdom. Every gift and talents hidden in them that has never been known, as you have called them, so may you use them for your glory. Thank you for answering my prayer. Let the seal of the Holy Spirit be upon you from today. The seal, I place the seal of the Holy Spirit to mark you that from today you don't belong to Satan anymore. You belong to Jesus. His power and his presence always be with you. May he make you a different woman. May he make you a different man. May you become fruitful in the kingdom of God. May you become successful in the world at large. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.